Buying a home can be an anxiety-inducing endeavor. But does it have to be? With a SoFi mortgage loan, you can save now with special home buying pricing and down payment options as little as 3 to 5%. Then be eligible to save later when rates drop and you refinance. Thanks to SoFi, you don't need anxiety to be on your mind when home shopping. Just saving. Visit SoFi.com/new home to learn more. Mortgages through SoFi Bank, NA member FDIC, NMLS number 696891. Loan and offer terms, conditions, restrictions apply. Equal housing lender.
I love the freshness of spring. It means fun events like spring break and graduation and some new clothes to make those occasions extra special. My go-to, Lulu's. Lulu's has quality on-trend items that feel as good as they look. There are so many styles to choose from for graduation, and Lulu's has everything I need for spring break. Create an account at Lulus.com and use code LulusFan20 to save 20% off your first order. That's LulusFan20. Freshen up your wardrobe for spring at Lulus.com. Terms and conditions apply. See Lulus.com for details.
The music community is really united for St. Jude. I love that families never receive a bill from St. Jude.
Because of that, they can focus on helping their child live.
St. Jude shares the breakthroughs it makes,
so doctors and scientists worldwide can use that knowledge to save thousands more children.
Everybody wearing this shirt is giving a little bit.
And it's all adding up to go a long, long way for kids fighting cancer all over the world.
Join us in this mission to cure childhood cancer
and save lives.
Go to musicgives.org
to donate
and get your own shirt.
This is Our American Stories. Much of what's been known about legendary NFL quarterback Brett Favre has been kept between the goalposts. So Greg Hengler took the 3.5-hour long drive south from here in Oxford, Mississippi, where we broadcast this show, and sat down with Brett in his Hattiesburg, Mississippi home. Here's Brett on tough love, telling the truth, and having a parenting style that's different than his father's. And this is part two of our five-part series.
I coached 2 years of high school football, not because I wanted to. The head coach here at the high school, who I knew really well, kind of talked me into it. I don't really want to. It was the first year out of retirement. And I ended up loving it. But I felt like I was really tough on the kids. I didn't pick. My dad and the other coaches picked a lot. You big sissy. Not so much me. But, and that, of course, at that time, that's all I knew. Now, and looking back, as a coach or as a person in that position, doesn't have to be a coach, could be a teacher. I think our job is to mentor rather than pick. I mean, in some respects, it's like bullying, to where some of those kids didn't even want to come around. And don't get me wrong, I would joke around with these kids, but it would always be in a playful manner. And I knew that whoever it was could handle it. In fact, it may even help with team bonding. But I would be really demanding on what I knew they were capable of, only because I knew what they were capable of. It's just like talking to your kids, and you say, and I'm bouncing all around, but like my 20-year-old daughter, and I use this example all the time, like first or second year of American Idol, we're in Green Bay, and I'm studying, but we got American Idol on, and we love watching it. And I don't know if it was when the show was over, and she's probably eight. She comes over and she says, "Dad, I want to try out for American Idol. What do you think?" I said, "No." She said, "Why?" I said, "You can't sing." I said, "You're terrible." And I was just telling her the truth. I said, "Trust me. If I let you try out, someday you're going to say, 'What were you thinking?'" And I knew what she's capable of. And I mean, she's a smart kid. If she wanted to be a doctor, she could. She wants to be a lawyer, she could. But she's not going to be a rocket scientist. And I think as a coach, I demanded what I thought they were capable of of achieving. And I felt like if they were not, there's a reason for it. Not studying, not paying attention in practice. But when they did well or did something that I'd been trying to coach them to do, I would reward them. I'd hug them, put my arm around them. Great job. And that's where my dad lacked. When you did something right, it was you're supposed to do it that way.
He didn't say anything.
No. Like, damn, about damn time. Mm-hmm. You know, something like that. Yeah. And that's all I knew. And I was determined that I didn't think I'd ever coach, but if I did, that I would build them up as well. I mean, it's all right to get on their ass, but they got to know that when they do well, that you love them. The same can be said for life. Like my dad, and I don't say this with any regret, because I don't. But he never told us he loved us. But again, that was his. You know, I don't think any drill sergeant at the end of the day says, "I really love you guys." He may say it in a or a joking manner, like, "Now get your ass out and give me." So my mom, of course, was kind of the caregiver, told you she loved you, and oh, don't worry about your dad. But then when he walked in the room, it was tough love. And I was determined if I had boys, I would tell them I loved them as much as possible. Now, I had two girls and I told them I loved them, and Dad, I know, you don't have to tell me, but tell them over and over again. Now, am I a perfect parent? Absolutely not. But my dad was, I don't know if it was the way they were raised, I'm sure part of it was. My grandfather was real mellow, but he was up in the, people change. You know, and you know people, maybe your own family members that, like, you're not just the tough guy that you once were. You know, maybe with the grandkids. Like, where was that when I was a kid? So, going back to my dad, when I had Brittany and Breely, he didn't want to spend very much time with them. He didn't have patience. Kids running around screaming, he'd start yelling, and then I'd have to yell at him, and then it was bad. But you know, like I told people, I knew he loved us. He didn't have to say it. Now, as I got older, I understood it more and more. Sometimes through his yelling and screaming, that was his way of, it's kind of like saying, well, you're supposed to be able to do that, good job, but hell, that's what I've been coaching you to do. That was his way of saying, awesome. That was just the way it was. And again, it drove me, and I don't even know what I was being driven by. It was driving me, I'll get him to say, nice job, proud of you, without even knowing it. But it's funny, when he would come up to Green Bay, he'd retire. And this is more just kind of a funny exchange between us, but he would get in the truck after the game. It'd be a good game. He'd say, well, you'd have completed 30 for 30 if you'd have thrown three more better passes. And I'm like, look, for someone who never threw the ball, don't tell me how to throw. And he just shut up. There was nothing he could say. It was the truth. Why'd you miss that read? I'm like, I don't even want to hear it. You never coached me one thing about reading. It was hitting a tackling dummy and doing monkey rolls and, which I wouldn't trade it. It worked out. But don't tell me how to throw. But up until the end, I mean, he was determined to coach me up. Now all of a sudden he's going to coach me up on the ins and outs of the passing game. And all. He didn't know shit from Shinola when it came to the passing game.
And you're listening to Brett Favre talking about his dad, who was his coach when he was in high school, and they never threw the ball. And we're going to continue. If you'd like to hear more on Brett Favre's life, this is part two of a five-part series. Brett Favre's story, this one about his father, about parenting, about love and discipline, here on Our American Stories.
Looking forward to spring break, graduation, and girls' nights out? Get outfitted today at Lulu's. Lulu's is all about providing on-trend looks for any occasion. Whether it's a current trend or a closet staple, you can find it at Lulu's. And when you make an account with Lulu's, use code LulusFan20 to save 20% off your first order. That's LulusFan20. Place your order today at Lulus.com. Terms and conditions apply. See Lulus.com for details.
It's Charlie Jordan, and I want to share with you this amazing brand I found called Hotel Collection. Hotel Collection carries these amazing and unique scent diffusers, which makes my entire home smell like a luxury hotel. Elevate your space and go to hotelcollection.com and bring the hotel home.
You know what's coming up? Swimsuit season. And here's something everyone hates about it. 5-0 crotch shadow. Yes, that annoying shaving and waxing regrowth that haunts you. Here's a secret. You can get rid of unwanted hair with the Flasher 2.0 by Nude, an IPL hair removal device that gets rid of unwanted hair in just 8 weeks. Flasher 2.0 by Nude is safe, easy, and gives their customers silky smooth skin. Go to trynude.com and get started with their 90-day money-back guarantee. That's trynude.com.